Hello, you're listening to Doug McCon of RealityMe.net. This is step 5 of an audio podcast on learning how to juggle. We are entering the most difficult step, so I'm actually going to break this into a series of steps. Our first step will be to review what we've already learned. In our step 1, you learned how to make your juggling equipment. In step 2, we learned how to throw and catch with your non-dominant hand. In step 3, we learned how to throw and catch with our dominant hand. And in step 4, we learned how to throw the ball from one hand to another. And that would be in a big arch from your waist down to your, from your waist up to the top of your forehead and down to your other hand. Today, we're going to add in the second ball. This is the most difficult step and the most important step to the process of learning how to juggle. Once you get this step, you can actually declare that you know how to juggle. Working the third ball in is just a matter of practice. So, this step is going to be adding the second ball in. Let's talk about the things that will be done wrong. A lot of people think juggling is juggling in a circle. And the juggling pattern is actually an infinity symbol. That is the number 8 on its side. In cartoons, we see juggling depicted as a circle because that's an easy animation and it's funny. But in reality, juggling is the study of objects in motion, and our goal is to create space and time for the objects to be manipulated in the air. So by juggling in a circle, we're handing balls from one hand to the other instead of throwing them up in the air, and that's too fast. If you think about getting that ball in a circle, you throw from one hand up in the air and it comes down to the other hand. In the meantime, down by your stomach, you're passing a ball really fast. And that is challenging, beyond challenging. That's an advanced trick. So your pattern that you're going to achieve is the infinity symbol. It's the eights on its side. So for now, I want you to continue practicing with one ball throwing up and catching it in your other hand. And pause, then throw it up and catch it back in the hand where you started. Continue practicing that 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day, because that step, getting a nice smooth arch, is going to be how you get to the second ball. In step 6, we will continue working on getting the second ball up. Have a great day.